Let's
All right,
go ahead
let's get
with this.
recorded. Right.
All right, my name is Deira, and I'm here with my partner Bree, and we're interviewing ESL student Chin Chin E today over Zoom. Bree, Chin, and myself are all students here at TCC, and my partner Bree will be taking notes today during our interview. Today's date is September 22nd, 2020. All right, so we're just going to start with some conversation questions to ask you. What is your full name?
So my full name will be Xian, X-I-A-N, Chen, Q-I-A-N-N-Y-E, Xian Chen E. Yep.
Okay. And how old are you, Chen?
I'm 22. What about you?
I'm 17.
You are 17, huh? You doesn't look like 17.
Yeah. And where are you from?
I'm from China. Earth.
Where in China are you from?
Do you guys know Taiwan?
Taiwan, yes.
No, so it's not from Taiwan. It's near Taiwan. So it's going to be near, south. It's a little bit near south and near east, east, west, east, south, and very near Taiwan.
Okay. And what was the name of the, was it a town that you grew up in or a village?
I think it will be Fujian. Okay, I can just type to you if you can see it.
Yeah.
Fujian,
got it. Okay. And do you have anything interesting you'd like to tell us about yourself? Tell us something interesting about yourself.
Interesting about myself? Huh. Now. All right. So I am the only child of my family. And I, my dad have four brothers and one sisters, and my mom have one sisters and one brothers. And they have so many child, but I only have my, I'm kind of boring when I grew up.
So you have a lot of cousins?
A lot, yeah, I mean a lot.
That's fun. I have a lot of cousins too.
So are you, the only child, or you have a lot of sisters and brothers?
No, I have a sister. I have a little sister. So.
Okay. So how old is your little sisters?
My little sister is 11.
Oh, yeah. So
it's 12. Not... She's 12.
Huh.
But, yeah. So back to the questions. When did you move to the United States?
I think it will be 2009, one day before Christmas.
Okay, so Christmas Eve in 2009. Did your family move here with you, or did you move here by yourself?
Oh, my mom moved with me. My dad's already in United States, and he invited us to join the United States, yeah.
So your dad brought you guys over here to America.
Yeah.
It's fun. Do you like it here?
I mean, the first few years, I doesn't like a lot, but now I like it.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, because you know.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you, it's like the first few years, you don't know the culture here. Like, you don't have anyone to talk with, and you don't know who to play with. And everything is different.
Right, I understand. That could be so overwhelming, especially at a younger age. How old were you?
When I moved, I think we would be 12 or 13 or 11.
Yeah, see, I couldn't imagine moving across the world at that age. Okay, well, we also have some questions about living in China before you came to America. And to start that off, what was it like growing up with your family or growing up in Fujian?
Yeah.
What was that like?
What was that like? Like Chinese family?
Yeah, like your childhood. Like, what kind of things did you guys do?
So compared to here, what's the difference? I would say there's not much difference. Only differences will be the celebration. Like we have different celebrate, right? So we do different things of celebration for celebration. Yeah. So that's the only difference we do.
And what was it like growing up? What were things that your family were into that are just like Chinese culture?
Oh, will be your grade. Will be your grade. Like, you have to be, you gotta get good grade on your work. Like, the first thing you'll go back to home, like, did you do your homework? Did you do your homework? Did you do your homework?
Yeah.
I don't like that, but I'm not that kind of type of person. My family have to always warn me, you have to do your homework. I always go home and I will do my homework first and then go play. Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were always like that too. I can understand.
Well, but it's like more hard. Like if you get bad grade on your test and your mom will tell you and your family will start to telling you, this is not right. You should learn more.
Yeah, definitely. I can understand. So with schooling and all that, what kind of schooling did you grow up in? Was it like private schooling or public schooling?
I think it's public school.
You went to a public school?
Yeah.
And how did your grades work? Like here we have like kindergarten through like 12th grade. Like how did that go for you?
I think we'll be kindergartens to, it's been too long. I'm kind of forgot. But from what I remember is before the first grade, we have like kindergarten. You will spend 4 years on there. And then the first grade, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. And then there is the middle school, 7 to 8 or 10, 7 to 9. And then the high school is 10 to 12. And then college, I think, yes, but yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like relatively close to how it is here in America. Did you guys, when you were in school, did you have to take, learn foreign languages? Like, did you have to learn English over there?
Yes. Like, we start learning English by second grade or third grade. Couldn't remember. It depends on what school you are in. So some schools start second grade, some schools start third grade. Yeah.
So when you came to America, did you feel that any of the English classes that you had to take back in school?
You know, I fell out of my English classes. So yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, we have little joke, like, why do we learn English? Like there's like 10 of 7 people, they cannot do good English in their like first few years. I don't know about next, but yeah, like 90% of them cannot speak good, but until you're going to the high school or college, and then they start getting good English.
Yeah. Okay, I see. So, I mean, I took Spanish in high school. That was my, like, foreign language. So it's kind of cool hearing about, like, other countries doing English for their foreign language. Yeah. When you were over there, like, in school, like, what did everyone think about, like, Americans? Like, what was the viewpoint from just, like, a local over there, the way they thought about Americans?
Oh, when I was a kid, they think was cool. Like they think everything from United States was fancy. Yeah. I don't know now, but that was when I was a little kid. They would think, it was so fancy. It was so cool.
Really?
Yeah. But now they don't think like that though, because the internet make world getting smaller. So people knowing more and more about each other.
That's definitely true. And I didn't even think about that. That's a viewpoint, a different viewpoint, that I guess people know more about our country and how we are than we think just through the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what did you do? What kind of food did you like? Did you eat? Do they have like American food over there? Like McDonald's?
Yeah, like stuff? McDonald's. And McDonald's is very popular, I'm not going to lie. really? Instead of hamburgers, instead of American food, more like Chinese American food. Just like Chinese food in American would be more like Chinese English, like Chinglish food. Like, but in China, it's more like close to Chinese flavors, you know? So
gotcha.
We even have like rice soup in our menu in McDonald's. Like when I first move to here, when I go to McDonald's, I will ask my dad why they don't have any soup in their menus.
That's funny. Yeah, I went to Europe over there, and the McDonald's over there was even like different. Like the things they have in there isn't the same in different countries.
I don't think it's the same. It's like they will change a little bit culturally. Like if they like rice more, or they will add rice in. If not, no one gonna come.
yeah, that's so cool. What was your favorite food back home? Like home cooked meals?
Oh,
like
dumpling.
Dumplings?
Yes.
What do you put in them?
Usually will be pork mixed with green onions. We usually like stir and mix together and add with some seasoning. Yeah, usually is pork. Yeah, pork and green onion.
Was that something like your mom would make all the time?
Well, my mom always makes soup.
Yeah, does your mom make good soup?
I can't really tell, because when I was a kid, I always liked to go and eat restaurant food. I don't like to, like, you always comparing your families. I don't like that, like, but yeah, I always like to eat restaurant food instead of home food.
yeah, I see that. Okay, so what kind of fast food did you like when you would go out?
What do you mean? Sorry, pardon me?
What kind of fast food did you like when you would go out? You said you like to eat out a lot.
Hamburger.
Yeah, I like hamburgers too. I was eating those earlier. Okay, so what kind of, did your family ever go on any family vacations or anywhere that you would travel outside of?
Not really. But we have like little family meeting every summer when I was little kids. Well, like our family will go to beach together with my aunt and uncles. So we will have fun in the beach. Yeah, but we didn't do a lot. I think one of the reasons is we have too many homework and we don't have many time. We don't have any time to hang out. Like schedule is not the same. Like we only have summertime it's free, and sometimes even in summertime we still have a lot of homework.
Homework in the summer?
We have summer homework. It's like about that much.
Wow.
And we have like we have summer break and winter break. So winter break we have homework too. It's about that this much too. So it's kind of, we don't have many time to play.
I see. So you have lots of homework. Lots of your time is taken up doing homework. Yeah. All right. So what was the big push that moved you to America that got you over here in Tulsa?
A big push?
Huh. Like, what was the reason? What was the reason that you decided to move to Tulsa?
Oh, I want to make a change. I want to do something different. Yeah, that's the reason. That's the push. I want to jump out of my comfort zone.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So how do you like it here in Tulsa?
It was okay because I already, because I graduated high school here. So not bad.
Where'd you go to high school?
At Skytook.
Skytook.
Yes.
Oh, that's not very far. Yeah. Okay. So, what was your first impression of the United States when you first arrived?
Sorry, I don't understand that question.
What was, like, what did you first think of the United States when you came?
First things of, I think, I don't know. I can't really remember. I was too little.
Yeah. All right. Do you have a job right now?
Yeah.
Where do you work?
I think in Macy's.
In Macy's?
Yes.
That's cool. I go there sometimes. Have you had any language barriers? It's been hard to, like, adjust to moving here?
What do you mean?
Like, adjusting to the English, to everyone around you speaking English. Has that been a hard transition to make?
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
What difficulties have you experienced with that?
Well, it's like you all speak Chinese and suddenly you have to speak English. That was like a bomb. Like your mind was thinking one thing and you were talking about another things. And you will get confused for like,
Right, so it's very confusing. Understandable. What do you think have been your biggest challenges moving to a different country?
Language.
The language?
Yeah, the language. And the cultural and the taboo, all those things.
I gotcha. So what are some of the advantages and some of the disadvantages of living in America versus living back in China?
Disadvantage. I don't really know.
Like some of the good things and some of the bad things.
The good things. Well, good things is, there's not many people.
Here in America?
Yeah, there's not many people in the downtowns or anywhere. Like when we were in China, every holidays, there's too many people. We can't even move.
So you feel it's not as crowded?
Yeah, always crowded.
Anything else? Do you have any other? Okay. How do you find the culture here in America different from what you're used to back home?
A lot. Like, I think in here, most of the family believe Jesus, but in China, not many people believing or have a belief. So I think that's the most differences. Because in China, some people believe Buddhism, some people believe Taoism, And some people believe Nusu. Yeah. So much different.
So there's a big religious difference.
Yeah.
All right. We also have some questions about your life at TCC. So what brought you to Tulsa Community College?
What brought me to here? Because I know, because when I was still in high school, my teacher is in TCC. So I think she invited me to TCC.
Grab a charger. So your teacher invited you to TCC, and was the schooling here different here in America than what you were used to in China?
Yeah.
Yes. In what ways do you feel it was different?
What way we think different? Okay, so Chinese college is hard to go in, but easy to come out. But Americans, college is easy to go in, but hard to come out.
I see. I understand what you're saying.
It's like everyone can go to community college or something when you can, but in China, it's kind of hard.
Harder to get, like, for people to afford to go to college or for them to
afford and go to college, yeah.
And okay.
Because it was pretty expensive, though.
Okay. Are you a first year or a second year here at TCC?
First year.
This is your first year here. Okay. Yes. And what do you like it here at TCC? Do you like the atmosphere and the setup of everything?
I don't really know because I was doing Zoom class all the time. So I don't really know that much. You know, when I come, the COVID thing's already being exploded. So yeah, I can only take Zoom class.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. And do you have any, do you plan on staying like here next year or going out? What do you plan on doing after your 2 years at TCC?
I might going to go to get a master's degree. Four years college? Cool. Yeah.
Where do you want to go to get your master's at?
I don't know. I might just gonna see and check what my grade is and see my major it is.
Right. What is your major right now?
Graphic design. I was thinking of doing graphic design. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a super interesting major to go into for sure. Do you have any likes or dislikes about TCC this far?
Yeah, because I don't know much about it.
Yes, understandable. How do you feel in any way like coming here and getting the schooling and education you have in America for the past 10 years? How do you feel like that's changed you?
What's that changed to me? Changed me. I think I learned more about the American culture. And it changed, like, make me not shy anymore because I don't usually talk a lot.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, for sure. Helping you break out of your shell, out of your comfort zone. Cool. So what's it like being in the ESL program?
ESL program? It was fun. Everyone was nice. Is nice and beautiful. Yeah, nice and beautiful.
How do you feel about your English learning process so far?
It was good.
All right. And does it make it any easier knowing you're in class with students who are going through the same thing you are?
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't really know.
Just other students who are trying to learn and get better at the language and educate themselves. Do you find college stressful or hard to like cope with?
So far, it was not that hard.
All right. Yeah, good. All right. So we just actually have a few more questions for you as our Zoom call is about to end.
Okay.
So we were just wondering what some of your goals for the future are. You told us you wanted to get your degree, your master's degree. That's great. How do you plan to achieve this goal?
Get good grades on every class and work hard.
Yes. Well, I guess your parents.
Yeah,
really,
that's the way to do it. I don't think you can cheat on it.
I guess your parents instilled that pretty good, the homework and getting that done. Well, I believe that's all the questions we have for you today.
All right.
So we can stop recording now.
Okay.